The word from the Lord today wants to focus us upon the importance of clearing the mind. As we approach and have already entered into a brand new year, we will be met with many challenges. And the best way to approach these new challenges is with a clear mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as a man thinks, so is he." So we want to start the year off being all we can be with the help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But there are some fundamental things we must do, praise God, if we are going to clear our minds of stuff that hinders our progress. Hallelujah. The first thing you need to do is praise God and to pray for the mind of Christ. As a matter of fact, the scripture commands that you let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 2:5. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:6 says, "For the mind set on the flesh," that's our sin nature, "is death." That's wrong thinking. "But the mind set on the Holy Spirit is life and peace." Praise God. Our minds, if not supervised by the Holy Spirit, and I hope you're a Christian out there today, because this message is for you as well as everybody else that's not operating with the mind of Christ. That sin nature will destroy your lives, and God desires that our thoughts fall under His protective supervision. Hallelujah. Satan, the devil, loves to wage war against the people of God through our minds. But, praise God, the Lord Jesus has made a way for us to escape the tricks that Satan plays with our minds. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, the word says we are destroying speculations and every high and lofty thing that raises itself against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord. We are not defeated. 1 John 4:4 says, "We have overcome the world because we belong to God. And greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world." Hallelujah. According to Scripture, the total dominion of Jesus Christ over our thought life is conceivable and even desirable. So you see, at this point, we can control our thoughts if you desire to do so. Hallelujah. God desires that we set our minds on Jesus Christ. Satan desires that we set our minds on anything but Christ. So in order to clear our minds, and that's the word for today, God would have us dwell on Philippians 4:8. And that passage of scripture says, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, and if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate and think on these things." Praise the Lord. It is time out for allowing your mind to become a dumping ground for all kinds of bad thoughts and evil deeds. Praise God. You should allow the presence of the Holy Spirit to come into your heart, and He will flood your heart, your soul, and your mind with good thoughts and demonstrate the goodness of God in your life. Well, maybe you just went through last year and you're saying, "Well, Evangelist, I don't know about clearing the mind because I have a lot of stuff." Well, this is good news for you. God sent me by here to tell you that there is hope in Jesus Christ. He is a true and living God. And he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think. Hallelujah. According to his power that is working within you. According to Ephesians 3:20. I know you're saying you've been beaten down to the ground, talked about, ridiculed, been misunderstood. People have talked about you and scandalized your name. Maybe somewhere along the line you have been robbed of your feeling of self-worth. Well, the Lord is saying to you today, get up, hold your head up high, and look to Jesus, because he has promised he would never leave you or forsake you, praise God. But you must repent of the wrong you have done in the past and earnestly seek Jesus for forgiveness. And his words say in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin, he will be just and faithful to forgive you for your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. There is help for you, my sisters and my brothers. Jesus paid it all at Calvary, and all to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but Jesus washed us white as snow. And he will do the same for you, because Jesus has no respecter of persons. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you don't exactly know how to clean your mind up and clear your mind, you can start by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice, he will, and opens up the door, I will come in and dine with him. He will be mine and I will be him, his. Romans 10:9-10 says, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Praise the Lord. Make a decision this day that you want to change your life for the good. Clear out the garbage in your mind from the past. That's over and done with, praise God. Give Almighty God a chance to come into your life, and he will give you new life, new hope, and new joy. Praise the Lord. This is Jesus, the Son of the living God. He is wonderful. He's a counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He's all you need, because when he comes in, he comes as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He's all you need, whatever it is you need. The Lord God has got it. His words say in Philippians 4:19 that our God shall supply all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's yours for the asking. Accept Jesus Christ today, praise God, and be blessed. Jesus is worthy to be praised. He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sin. The word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, my friend. Empty your mind. Empty your heart of that foolishness and fill it with Jesus. Fill it with the mind of Christ, and enjoy the miracles and blessings that come from having the mind of Christ. God bless his word to our hearts on today. And remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.